Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. And on this week's show, we'll be talking about Bookshare, what it is, and some of the many new initiatives that they have lined up to make our reading services even better than it is.
We'll be talking with two representatives from Bookshare about their current services and several exciting new initiatives that will expand on these. But first to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, use Bookshare. It's a wonderful service. We last discussed it in show number 1111, which was over a year ago now.
Yeah, Bookshare is really a great service. I've been using it for many years now and have read hundreds of books through Bookshare. What's great about Bookshare is that if you are print impaired, you can download books from Bookshare for a nominal registration fee of $50 per year, or maybe even free if you are a certified student in the United States. You can download lots of books. They have lots of current books because they have partnerships with many of the bigger publishers. And you can read these on many of your portable reading devices like the Bookport Plus, the Victor Reader Stream, or you can read them on your computer. We'll also talk about some tools that Bookshare offers for reading their material in various ways.
Bookshare recently celebrated their 10th anniversary, and here are some clips from their 10th anniversary celebration video that you can find on YouTube if you're interested.
Bringing reading to life and bringing reading into the lives of people with print disabilities, Bookshare has been doing both for 10 years. Today, Bookshare has more than 135,000 accessible books, and we're serving over 170,000 people with print disabilities around the world.
We're extremely pleased with what the Bookshare team and community have accomplished these past 10 years. We've made incredible progress, worked with great partners, and helped many, many people. And we also know there's much yet to be done. We invite you to actively participate by partnering with Bookshare to create greater opportunities for people with print disabilities around the world.
That was Jim Fruchterman, founder and president of Benetech, the parent company of Bookshare, and Betsy Bowman, vice president and general manager. In 1989, Jim founded Arkenstone, a nonprofit social enterprise to produce reading machines for the disabled community. Following the sale of Arkenstone, Jim used all the resulting capital to fund Benetech with an explicit goal of using the power of technology to serve humanity. And as we just said, Bookshare has just celebrated its 10th anniversary, so happy anniversary. Here's Mario Oliveros, who we'll meet in a few minutes, giving a little bit more of the history of Bookshare.
When we started off, it was a much smaller organization with dedicated volunteers who were chopping individual books, scanning individual pages, proofreading them, and creating digital books that were shared over the internet. That gained in popularity, and Jim has built a really great team and built some awesome tools. And so we've been able to grow substantially. Most notably, in 2007, we received an award from the Department of Education's Office of Special Education Programs. It's a very, very generous award that allowed us to really do two things. One, expand the collection. So that's why you see so many more books getting into the Bookshare collection. And the other thing that allowed us to do was to expand our membership by providing free memberships to qualified U.S. students and schools. So we experienced a good amount of growth in 2007, and it continues on today.
So as you heard, Bookshare basically started out by blind individuals scanning in books on their own, uploading them to Bookshare, and then they were able to share them with other blind individuals. But as you'll hear in the rest of the show, Bookshare has partnered with a number of publishers and has other avenues of producing books a lot more efficiently these days, sometimes directly from the electronic originals.
Turn turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be meeting Mario Oliveros and Ginny Grant from Bookshare, who were kind enough to speak with us and answer all of our questions.
My name is Mario Oliveros, and I'm the Senior Marketing Communications Manager at Bookshare. I've been here for just about 4 years and have worked in a number of capacities, mainly doing awareness building and training so that people know about Bookshare and can figure out how to use it. So I've done a lot of work with schools and parent centers. And the other really cool thing that I do is I get to work with all our great assistive technology partners, probably other products that you guys feature on your show and let your listeners know about. And so we work with them to make sure that their tools work pretty well with the Bookshare books so that people have a lot of really great choices to access our content.
And here's Ginny.
I'm Ginny Grant. I'm product manager for the literacy program. And I joined Benetech in November of 2011, and the time has just flown because there's so many things to learn and do, and I've come up to speed quickly, and I'm excited about where we're going with the products. My primary area is improving the product suite itself and in looking at how we can help especially teachers who are assisting students with print disabilities, but also our end users who are individual members, being able to look at the website more easily to organize their books and obtain even more formats.
Part of our interest in interviewing the folks at Bookshare was that I had been seeing some new things happening on their website and didn't quite understand what some of these new services were. And I figured, well, you know, if I didn't know about them, chances are other people didn't either. And we wanted to query them about what was going on. And as you'll see, they have some exciting new things coming up.
You are listening to Viewpoint.
This week's focus topic is Bookshare, its services, and its new features. So we've already heard from the president, the vice president, from Mario and Ginny, who you will be speaking a lot during this show. But lots and lots of other people, including volunteers, have contributed.
So I take it none of you are visually impaired, but I understand you have a number of visually impaired employees. And I thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about the size of the company and how many folks are visually impaired.
Yeah, so Benetech is a nonprofit technology organization. As such, you know, we're very mission focused. So hiring people with different backgrounds and different types of print disabilities or conditions is very important. We're located in Palo Alto, California, which is in Silicon Valley, so we're around all the other tech companies. We have a big footprint in terms of who we reach and what we do, but we actually have a pretty small staff, about 50 or so full-time employees, as well as a number of contractors throughout the country who are helping with either Bookshare or the other initiatives that Benetech, the parent nonprofit of Bookshare, undertakes. And so we do have a number of people with print disabilities throughout the organization. We have some great developers who have print disabilities, as well as people in the support area, and really even a broader network of volunteers who help us with thinking about how the product can be improved, doing testing to make sure that our books, as well as the other technologies that we partner with, are completely accessible, and just adding more content to the collection. So we do, you know, have our core staff, but we consider the Bookshare family to be even larger, because we have so many people, both with print disabilities as well as without print disabilities. And I'd like to mention that, you know, we have the grandparents, the parents of students who qualify for Bookshare, as well as friends and relatives who see the value in what we provide and want to contribute. So we consider everyone to really to be part of Bookshare as a community.
And as Mario points out, this has really become a community effort. Although they have their core set of employees doing the key parts of the work that need to get done, there are people who contribute books by scanning them in, people who read the books for mistakes and the quality of the books. You'll learn later on there are other ways of also volunteering for Bookshare. And it's really the worldwide community that makes this effort possible.
And of course, as we were talking to them and they described some of these ways of volunteering, we both got all excited and said, sign us up. So Pete signed up to beta test and I signed up to do some of the image description, which they'll be talking about next.
There's a couple of different ways that people can contribute. Of course, there's always the opportunity for donations to help underwrite other people's subscriptions. It is about $50 per year after a startup fee of $25, and which can be onerous for people. So there's always that opportunity to essentially sponsor someone else's membership. But the other area that we are really working on now in building up our volunteering is in the area of image descriptions. And as the phrase says, a picture paints 1,000 words. If you aren't sighted and you can't see that picture, how can we offer that user, that member, the vision of what is on that image? So we have a whole program that is working to build the capability in order for lay people to describe pictures. And if it's in, let's say, in a textbook. And then if a textbook image requires even more subject matter expertise, then we're going back and getting, let's say, a college student to be able to further describe the image.
And that was one of the new things that I saw on their website that I was curious about. When I started downloading books, I would see the various formats that I could download the books in, and I would see things like Braille, DAISY, and DAISY with image descriptions. And I thought, wow, what is DAISY with image descriptions? Well, now I know.
And they're always being careful to make sure that a quality job is being done on every component of every book.
It's a combination. We have a sighted person who's able to describe it. We have a review process and potentially a subject matter expert who then looks at it to review the content. And then we also have somebody using a screen reader or whatever technology they're using to listen to the book, make sure that it is written and marked up properly so that everyone will be able to make use of it.
So that's pretty cool. For people who are reading the Bookshare books who cannot see the images, they have volunteers describing the images, and so the blind people get the images described to them, but they also leave the actual images in each book because not all of their readers are blind. Some of them have physical problems, they can't handle the book, or some of them are just low vision, but if they magnify the images, they can see them. So that's why they leave in the images in addition to the descriptions. So these books are accessible by everybody.
Bookshare, in addition to serving people with visual impairments, have other qualifications, including individuals with physical disabilities, for example, conditions like cerebral palsy, which prevent you from holding a book or turning the pages or just generally managing a book, as well as people with severe learning disabilities, for example, severe dyslexia, which makes reading traditional print books either very difficult or just generally impossible.
Another thing that Bookshare does these days is they're making quite a number of books for educational purposes, and they've partnered with a number of textbook publishers to make books available for people in kindergarten through 12th grade and even beyond.
Do you also cover textbooks for higher education, college and beyond?
Yes, we have a whole university program and a great university program manager on staff who does outreach to the colleges, both in trying to get schools to sign on as well as college students. I should also mention graduate students and adult learning students also can join Bookshare. In addition to that, if you do have any university listeners, we have a university partner program where universities work and partner with Bookshare to provide the content and the university publisher books so that we can prepare those and make those available to people studying post-secondary materials.
So if you're a student at any level, make sure you check that out, and that could really help you through your studies.
Traditionally, the Bookshare books were in a scanned text format, so they were just straight text, but many new formats are coming available, and some of these are really exciting.
Starting in March, we opened up the world of MP3s. All of our titles were available to download in MP3s to your basic MP3 player, whether it's an iDevice or a lower cost device. And what's exciting is that since March, we've had almost 13,000 downloads and we haven't even promoted it. People are just finding it and are so excited. So that's over 7,500 distinct titles. And a lot of them are the top bestsellers, but there's also some really interesting use of the titles that people have been waiting to read and just wanted to be able to read on the go with it. And then this summer we'll have available DAISY Audio, which is a more formulated navigational format that will be available, again, in all the different titles that we have. And that will make it easier for people who have DAISY readers to be able to have that format as well.
So that's really great because it enables more people to listen to their books. And if you just have an MP3 player without any special type of features in it for reading DAISY books, you can just read your books on that. If you do have a more specialized DAISY player and you're not real happy with the voice that it provides, its text-to-speech synthesizer, you can listen to their DAISY formatted audiobooks. They use a very high-quality speech synthesizer in changing their textbooks into audio format. I've actually downloaded some, and in a future show, we'll demo some of those books.
Yeah, when they referred to their MP3 format books, that means that they took the book that was in text and had their speech synthesizer basically read the thing cover to cover, and they captured the audio from that as an MP3. And here's how to use one of those books.
Those books do need a little bit more time to be processed and packaged up. These are DAISY with images, MP3s, DAISY audio. Just take a bit more time so they will show up in your book history list a bit after the fact.
And I believe we also send an email notification.
Of course, yes.
So you probably won't have to wait that long, but in case with larger books, it might take a tad bit longer. We will send you an email and you'll get to be able to download the books with that notification.
Yeah, so you have this all automated now, I guess. Sounds like it's running pretty smoothly.
Yes.
Once you've converted a book from text into an MP3 format, do you then save the MP3 file so you don't have to go do it again when somebody else requests the same book?
Oh, Nancy, you brought up a great point. The first person who does the download takes one for the team. That first download is the one that does the initial processing, and then every other one gets packaged with your individual member's fingerprint on there, but it takes so much less time for the subsequent downloads. So thank you. The first person out there who goes for a unique title does help the whole group.
And as I said, after talking to the Bookshare folks, I actually tried this and it was quite simple. As one of the download options, we had Braille, DAISY, and MP3. And I just clicked on that. Within minutes, I got an email note with a link to click on, and bingo, I could download my audiobook.
So as Pete keeps telling you, it's easy to read these books, it's fun to read these books, and Bookshare is really encouraging new and existing members to read as much as possible.
One thing that we're really excited to announce is that Bookshare is running its fourth consecutive summer reading event. It's a fun reading event for all our individual members around the world where they can get on the Bookshare Express and take a virtual trip to anywhere they want around the world, to other planets, and to make believe in imaginary places. And so the way that you participate is visiting the event website, and you can find the link on the Bookshare homepage, and you read books all summer long and share some of the great things that you learned about it. And there's sort of two tracks for that. One track is for U.S. students with individual memberships, and they'll share the books that they read and what they learned, and they have a chance to win some really cool prizes. And then there's the track for our non-students and international members, where they can also share on an additional website. And what they get is, if they participate, is an extension of their membership for 3 months for free.
So there's a nice little prize. And they mentioned about international readers. Bookshare is headquartered in California, but for everybody who qualifies as print impaired, you can join Bookshare and read their books.
Bookshare is international, and collection-wide, we have over 145,000 titles that are now available. Every month we're adding 2,000 or more titles, so that collection continues to grow. It's a diverse collection of bestsellers, textbooks, periodicals, trade books, Really, you know, anything that you'd probably be interested in, we either have it or can get it. We have worldwide rights for a number of those books and have over 63,000 books that are now available internationally. And in addition to that, we have books in other languages. We have books that are now available in French, German, Spanish, Hindi, Tamil, Afrikaans. And one of the newest announcements and one of the things that we're really excited about is that we're now producing books in Arabic, and there should be some announcements coming out a little bit later this summer talking about some of our partnerships in the Arabic world. These books are being accessed by people in over 42 countries. The word is getting out there. We're really excited about it, and we encourage international members to, you know, visit the Bookshare website and see what's available to them in their country. I should also mention is that for international members, there is the ability for countries in the developing world to have assistance in acquiring and paying for their membership. So they should also check into that.
Well, it's great to know that Bookshare is now available outside the United States where it started, and that people in the rest of the world can also avail themselves of these great services.
And if you're interested in learning more, here's their contact information.
So if there are any support questions, we have one of the best support teams out there, and they will get back to you within 24 hours. So go to the Bookshare website. There is a help section, and submit a support ticket, and we'll get back to you. But I will provide you with the phone number here, 650-352-0198. The Bookshare website is www.bookshare.org.
And as usual, we'll have all of that contact information in the show notes associated with this show.
Now for this week's high-tech item. We've been talking about how wonderful Bookshare is and a little bit about the people and the company and their services. Well, now we're going to talk about how to get and read Bookshare books. An interesting place to start is to go to the Bookshare channel on YouTube, and they've got lots of videos describing how people use these books and various mechanisms you can use to get hold of the books. You can read them using computer software, using mobile device applications known as apps, various assistive technology products, and other technologies. In addition, you can get free reading software to load up on your computer.
The other thing that I'll mention really quickly in terms of finding and accessing books is the work we're doing with other assistive technology partners. So with certain tools now, you will be able to, from directly within that tool, browse and search for books without having to go to the Bookshare website. Depending on the type of assistive technology you use, it may have the ability to do those types of things.
Well, I've seen some of that actually integrated into like OpenBook and some of the OCR readers that they have direct searches in Bookshare for some of these products now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Probably one of the best examples is Read2Go as well as Go Read. So with those tools, Bookshare is usually bookmarked as a preferred library. So you don't even have to go to the Bookshare website anymore. Just search for the book from within the tool, find it, download it, and read it within seconds.
In fact, in Viewpoints Show 1201 on OpenBook, I actually demoed how to search for a book from Bookshare from within OpenBook and how to download it and read it in OpenBook. Now, Mario also mentioned the Read2Go application and the GoRead application. Those are applications designed for reading and downloading books on the iPhone and Android phones, respectively. We'll have a demo later on in a future show of Read2Go. We were going to do it in this show, but we got so much great information from Bookshare that we didn't have time to do it justice.
So, okay, those are ways you can get hold of the books. Here's how you can read them.
So our goal is to provide access to Bookshare in as many ways as our users prefer. So one of the most common, as you mentioned, is through the computer. And there are a number of really great reading software that are available either for PC and Mac. And we do have a reading tools section of the website. If you go to bookshare.org, that describes the majority of the types of readers that are available. One that I'll mention, which is a free one for Bookshare, is the Read Out Loud software, which is available to all our members for free on both PC and Mac. There are also some additional free readers that you can find out about on the site. But in addition to that, there are a number of assistive technology devices. You mentioned the BookPort. There are many more additional AT devices that you can learn about on the Bookshare website. Where we're trying to go more and provide more access is through mobile technologies. We have a number of new tools that are available on smartphone devices. So on the Apple iOS, we have one of the most popular special education tools in the Apple App Store called Read2Go. And it's a reading tool that is fully accessible via Apple's VoiceOver. So visually impaired readers as well as sighted users who qualify for Bookshare can download that tool onto an iPod, an iPod Touch, an iPhone or iPad, excuse me, and download and access our books directly. It's a really great user experience on the iPad. And then the other tablet, which we've just developed a tool for, is Android. So you have an Android phone or an Android tablet. We do have a new reading tool that we're so excited about called Go Read. Go Read is an open source technology that's optimized for visually impaired readers. Since it's open source, it's free and available for any Bookshare member to download and use on Android tablets.
Some of the other areas that we're doing development on now have to do with the ease at which users are going to be able to read. And I can't go into too much more detail on that, but we're going to make it even easier for our users to be able to click a link and read without necessarily going to another device. We're also going to be looking at ways to help organize your pile of books that some people are downloading hundreds of titles a month. And so we're going to give them some more opportunity to organize into bookshelves. We're looking at different ways to expedite people's usage of Bookshare in general, as well as new reading tools.
As I mentioned, we'll be doing some demos of the Read2Go application for the iPhone in a Viewpoint show later this year, but just don't have the time in this show right now. We'll also have links in our show notes to the Bookshare page that lists the various ways you can read Bookshare books and the various devices and programs and where to get them.
So thank you so much to the people at Bookshare and Benetech for creating this service and also for talking to us. And thank you to Betsy Burgess at Bookshare for arranging this interview. If you missed any of the links or phone numbers we've given, they'll all be in the show notes along with all that other information that Pete mentioned that you can find at our website, www.viewpointsplus.net. That's it for show number 1230. Next week, we'll be talking about amateur radio for the visually impaired. Amateur radio, also known as ham radio, is a popular pastime for people with visual impairments. We'll speak with Tim McGee, also known as WB2KAO, who has been a totally blind ham radio operator for nearly 50 years, about what is involved and how it's changed over that time. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to contact@viewpointsplus.net or call us at 585-258-0333 and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey in partnership with WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.viewpointsplus.net. You can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Viewpoints Plus. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.